Smith versus Granville Township Board of Trustees. Mr. Thomas.
May it please the court, Ms. Carter. Your Honor, my name is Duke Thomas. I represent the appellant in this case, Gebhard Kenny. With me today is my partner, Bruce Ingram, and Mr. Harrison Smith. I'd like to reserve 5 minutes for rebuttal in this matter. As the court knows, this case involves 281 acres of vacant land located in Granville Township, Licking County, Ohio, which is for about a quarter of a mile contiguous adjacent to the city of Newark, in which the landowner, Mr. Gebhard Kenny, wishes to annex into the city of Newark. He filed a petition requesting that annexation in 1994. Mr. Kenny's owned this land for more than 15 years. The land is vacant. There are no inhabitants on this land. In 1996, Mr. Kenny was finally able to obtain a hearing before the county commissioners, and the Board of Commissioners denied the annexation. An appeal was taken to the Common Pleas Court, and the Common Pleas Court affirmed. An appeal was taken to the Court of Appeals, and the Court of Appeals found that all of the reasons given by the county commissioners and the Common Pleas Court were not appropriate, but deciding that this court didn't have enough to do, evidently said, in our history, we can find no case which has ever considered the impact on schools as a reason to deny annexation, but we're going to do it.
Well, the language, as you know, the statute 709 is very broad, isn't it, Mr. Thomas? The general good of the territory to be annexed. Who would argue that the general good of the territory does not include the quality or the crowding or non-crowding of the schools in the territory, not the school system, because I think the Court of Appeals went a bit far, but in the territory. Who would argue that the schools would not be a part of that consideration with that broad language?
You would argue. I would, Your Honor.
I know you would. Why?
Because, Your Honor, the legislature in 1967, December 1, when the statute became effective, changed the standard concerning what is to be considered an annexation. Prior to 1967, and the statute that we're here about today on annexations remained the same since that date, prior to that time, it was merely a standard if the county commissioners believed it was for the good. And they now have, and this court has interpreted the section to say what is good for the territory means the landowner, the inhabitants. And the court has said that the legislature has evidence and intent to have municipalities be able to annex land. And the legislature, Your Honor, at the same time that it did the annexation, also passed and amended Section 331106C2. The reason this land does not go into the city of Newark, if it's school district, upon annexation is because the legislature has said we have determined that it should not, that we're only a portion of a school district is annexed into a municipality, that portion will not leave the school district in which it exists. And that is a legislative determination that in order to have someone who is engaged in the education system look at what's good for the students, that will be the State Board of Education. And 3311.
Isn't that not a different issue? I mean, that's sure, we all agree that State Board of Education determines the boundaries and is responsible for education, but this, the general good of the territory can include, traditionally I guess we think of it as water and sewer and such things as we see in the record here, but that's such a broad term that why could it not be considered?
Your Honor, I'm sure someone could come up with a state of facts where it might be an issue, but that's not this case. This is vacant land.
Well, but
there are no inhabitants.
But it's vacant land and it's going to be developed. Is there any question about that?
No question.
Okay. And the question is how many houses are going to be built, because if it's next to Newark, there'll be more, it's more density than if it's next to Granville or if it stays where it is. Isn't that's the issue? I mean, there's an there's a development issue here, isn't there, versus...
No, Your Honor, I think the issue here is these children are going to be born. They're going to be residents of Ohio. They're going to go to school somewhere. And how can any court say that where these students might live is a better jurisdiction than their being in the Granville School District 5 years or 10 years from now? The issue here is the students. And this is total conjecture to say that if these students attend the Granville School District, they will not receive as good an education as if they attended some other school district.
Okay.
This is the sixth wealthiest rural school district in the state of Ohio and the 20th wealthiest of all 611 school districts.
So your argument is that it may be, as a legal issue, it may be appropriate in some other case, but here there's the evidence simply doesn't support what the Court of Appeals concluded.
Well, my argument, Your Honor, is that first, I believe the legislative scheme is there and that the legislature had the right to do that, to say that this territory may not go into the municipality unless
sure.
the State Board of Education approves it. Okay, and I think that that is a legislative. But secondly, even if you get beyond that, this case is not a case for application of any rule as to how the students who will ultimately live on this property will be educated. Keep
Council,
in mind, I'm sorry, Justice Pfeiffer, excuse me.
With respect to the schools, what was the court trying to say? That the impact was going to crowd Newark schools, or that the Granville schools couldn't handle?
The court, in its opinion, said that it felt that the Granville schools would be impacted by the additional students.
Right.
However, the court, in looking at that, assumed that the students were coming in the first year.
And couldn't handle that.
And couldn't handle. But
so what the court was really saying is this real estate needs to stay unimproved, period, because without annexation, you can't build anything here. No sewer, no water.
Your Honor, there is water, there is no sewer. The closest sewer is about a mile away.
So without
it's across routes, State Route 16, a four-lane highway, across Raccoon Creek, and then up a giant hill.
So without annexation, no development.
Exactly.
The practicality is it's going to be farmland unless you have annexation.
Well, it's going to be just basically vacant land
for the foreseeable
future. And
so,
Mr. Kenny will have vacant land.
So what the judge is really saying is we're going to have a no growth or no development policy with respect to this real estate.
I think what the court said was whatever the school board determines to be the growth that it wants for its students to educate, that's determinative of the issue. And therefore, we're not going to allow any additional growth which might occur through an annexation. And, you know, the school board said, you know, we'll take 350 students from this property, but we won't take 440. And that's over a 5 to 10 year period, if sales go okay, you know, if the development goes okay,
That's what bothers me about this, that courts don't typically make decisions based on speculating about the future. And I'm wondering if in 709.33, you know, says general good of the territory, are there some legitimate municipal services that ought to be considered by courts when looking at general good of the territory to be annexed?
Yes, Justice.
If it's not schools, what else? What is appropriate to consider?
Well, I believe that this court and other courts have held that the provision of the normal police, fire, you know, water, sewer, all of those sort of things can be considered. I mean, I think the extreme case would be an application where the landowner wants to get into a municipality, the municipality says, we don't want to provide you with the services. That clearly would be a case where you don't get approved. But here the municipality said, we will provide from 200 yards away our sewer and water system to this ground.
Counsel, with respect to the schools, would the court be within its authority or rights to say, let's hold up a consideration here and counsel for the real estate, I want you to go out and see if you can't negotiate an agreement between these two school systems to have some of it to go into the city system, some of it stay in the school district where it is, and then smooth out this impact in terms of upside enrollment? Or is this a case in which the landowner wants to keep it all right where it is because the landowner thinks that's a better deal for selling homes to have them in a particular
Your Honor, it isn't. Keep in mind, the landowner can't develop this property unless it goes into Newark. Newark doesn't have to provide sewer system to this property.
Right, I understand that on the city side of it, but on the school district side, that could be a negotiated thing as well, could it not?
I don't see how, Your Honor. I mean, you got to get two school boards together. That's not the way the statute is. You know how tough it is to get school boards to agree on anything as it is. And I just don't see that as a practical responsibility of the landowner. Plus, you know, the landowner has some rights in this case. I mean, this court has said that the legislature changed the statute to favor the landowner being able to pick which political jurisdiction the landowner would prefer to be in. Now, what we have here is a school district and a township that have said, no, we don't want to let the landowner pick. And that's what's involved. Justice Cook, I don't think I got to answer your question fully.
I think you did. I had one other, and it's another on the dry topic about standard of review. Your second proposition of law regards the standard of review applied by the Court of Appeals and says it should be limited to assessing questions of law. And that's what the statute says, 2506 says that. But I think the subject should be discussed about in Rule 56, for instance, courts can say, is there any other basis for supporting the decision? Is that appropriate in a 2506 appeal for a court to go beyond the decision rendered below and survey the record to see if there is any other basis to support the decision?
Well, I think that might be appropriate in a case where there's no showing that the parties below did consider this. But remember, 80% of the record you have before you is a presentation of school issues to the county commissioners who totally disregarded that as being a reason for not approving the annexation. They came up with five other reasons which the Court of Appeals said are totally unsupported by anything in the record. So I think that yes, if there had been no decision by the county commissioners, but the county commissioners, by deciding not to approve the consideration of schools, have already considered that issue, and I don't think the Court of Appeals should go back beyond that.
Judge Spire, as you know, in his decision, refers to evidence to consider regarding availability of water, sewer service, police and fire, splits on roadways, and as you know, in the appellee's brief, there are statements that the sewer system in Newark is near capacity or whatever, is inadequate, and that the fire service would be better in Granville. Is it possible that the trial court relied on that sort of evidence to decide that this annexation should not occur?
Well, Your Honor, I don't see how, but as a matter of fact, the record was from the engineer of the city of Newark. Their sewage system was totally satisfactory. Granville has a volunteer fire department. I mean, these are things, the Court of Appeals hit it right on the head when it said, what's good for the territory is not what's best, but what is fair for the territory.
And the city officials, including the mayor, I think, and some of the councilmen testified in favor of the annexation.
Absolutely,
and that they in fact could service it. Mr. Thomas, can we decide this case without hitting the school issue head on?
Yes, Your Honor.
Should we? We went through this years ago when I was in city council with regard to water and sewer. That isn't the the issue anymore. It's whether or not the land can properly be serviced by the receiving territory. And it's been that for years. Now, but we've never really, we had it peripherally on the school problem, but not directly. Does the Court of Appeals opinion directly give us that issue?
Well, the Court of Appeals opinion obviously gives you that issue directly, and I assume that's why this court took the case in, because it is of such great general interest as to whether or not schools can be considered in these thousands and thousands of annexations that are going to occur. But, Your Honor, I come back to the court saying, look, the issue of schools is prognostication, conjecture, and therefore should not be in the mix, and the legislature has said how it will be handled.
Well, then, in effect, and you're telling us not to decide is to decide.
Well, I guess your Honor is right. I mean, no decision is always a decision also, Your Honor.
Sure, because what it says is that decision that you've just enunciated would say schools are not a factor.
Correct, Your Honor.
You've used your time, Thomas. Ms. Carter.
Good morning, Your Honors. My name is Wanda Carter, and I'm honored to be here on behalf of the Granville Township Board of Trustees, the appellee. Before I begin with my prepared remarks and outline, I'd like to address a couple of the questions that came up earlier. First of all, there was some discussion about whether or not this property could be developed, and Mr. Thomas stated that it could not be developed. That's a matter of fact that was before the Board of County Commissioners and the Court of Common Pleas. There is evidence in the record that goes to both sides of that issue. For example, on the issue of the sewer, there is very clear evidence in the record from both engineers and from Granville Village people that the village of Granville, while this territory remains in the township, can service this area adequately with water and sewer. There's adequate evidence in the record that, in fact,
with the same kind of density that would occur if it were annexed?
No, Your Honor, the issue was if it were not annexed, the density would be approximately 280 homes. And so if it were not annexed, that would be the only circumstances under which Granville would serve.
What would it be if it were annexed?
The range was anywhere from the absolute minimum that was ever discussed, and that was discussed in a settlement context in the record, which was 440 plus multifamily. But obviously, the developers said, we're going to be leaving money on the table by doing that. And so the other number that they had considered was 600, and we're talking about 660 students from 600 homes if you use the ratio that was used. But getting back to the question of can it be served, it's a question of fact. And of course, now that we're here at the Supreme Court, it's not for this court, nor was it for the Court of Appeals, to be weighing those facts. Is the engineer's report from Granville more persuasive than the statement by the engineer for the city of Newark that sewer cannot be provided? There's evidence on both sides. There is some competent, credible evidence in the record that would support the judgment of the Court of Common Pleas. And that is exactly the approach that the Court of Appeals took, and which was the reason why they moved on from, even after they said, which we disagreed, you can't look at fire, you can't look at police, you can't look at sewer and so forth, and therefore we're not going to look at those elements. It moved on to follow that basically manifest way to the evidence kind of review by saying, you know, we find that there is some evidence to support that.
When you get into those kinds of, it can be served and those kinds of arguments, does the cost of getting that job done, I mean, I assume you can get sewer and water virtually any place in the state if somebody's willing to bear the cost, but at some point it becomes so costly that it is impractical.
Well, perhaps you're responding to the statement made by Mr. Thomas that, well, sewer was just so far away and so forth. That's not what the record shows. I mean, if you go back and look at the engineer's reports, it's available, and there's no evidence in the record that the cost would be prohibitive. Again, I think it gets back very carefully to the standard of review issue. Is there evidence in the record to support the judgment? And I'd also like to respond to an issue that was also raised about.
But isn't the question whether or not there's substantial, probative, and reliable evidence at the agency level. That the Court of Common Pleas can do some weighing, but the appellate court cannot. And it has to be as a matter of law, and the finding, we look back to the agency determination like the Court of Common Pleas looks to that.
That's right, Your Honor. I agree with you, because other than the evidence that was put on at the agency level, that is the only evidence in the record, although evidence could be put on at the Common Pleas level. There wasn't any additional evidence put on in this case. So what's in the record is at the agency level. The Court of Common Pleas used the right standard, and it did weigh the evidence, came up with the same decision, and on the same basis, I might add, the basis being that it was not to the general good of the territory. The fact that it relied upon different evidence doesn't mean that it was relying on a different basis. For example, that might not be appropriate if the county commissioners had said, well, we're going to deny this annexation because the map isn't accurate, which is one of the things that has to happen. And then it came to the Court of Common Pleas, and the Court of Common Pleas said, well, we're going to affirm it because it's not to the general good. That's not what happened in this case, and that's what appellants have tried to argue, that the courts above have based their decision on a different ground. The ground is the same. The ground is general good. They're looking at perhaps different evidence, but it's a basic tenet.
But you're saying all this evidence was considered by the agencies concerning the schools, although they didn't make that a basis of their decision.
They did not. The Board of County Commissioners did not note the additional evidence. The only finding that actually needs to be made by the Board of County Commissioners, the fact finding, is that the general good would not be served. That is the fact finding. They then listed some of the elements that led them to that basic fact finding. So it wasn't that the other things they listed were what you would call findings of fact necessarily, because the finding of fact is the finding of general good. Of course, three county commissioners, they're not attorneys, and in fact, there was an announcement that they would not be even represented by their own county prosecutor because of conflict of interest. So, I mean, they were really, you know, acting as non-attorneys, writing this.
So what you're saying
decision.
Is all the evidence concerning the adequacy of the schools was there in the record, and the Court of Appeals, because what I'm troubled by is that the Court of Appeals making this decision of adequacy of schools was not made by any lower tribunal, and I'd like you to address that.
Okay. I think, Your Honor, that it's appropriate under the either an abuse of discretion or a manifest weight of the evidence kind of review, which I think really merge, and different courts use those terms pretty much interchangeably. And it's appropriate for a court to say, we don't agree with the reasoning of the court
in
below.
In fact, courts do that all the time.
It's a basic way of doing it. And it's also appropriate because under the manifest weight of the evidence standard of review, which, again, basic appellate review law, is there some evidence to support? Not, do I think this evidence would be more important or that? Is there some evidence? And I thought the court, although I certainly disagree with them throwing out, considering a lot of the basic evidence with regard to water and sewer and fire services and so forth, I think in terms of standard of review, they acted absolutely correctly. They looked at whether or not there was some evidence to support the finding of general good.
You would acknowledge, counsel, that actually a 2506 appeal is a far more limited appellate review than other cases that we review.
I would agree that there's a very limited review, and in fact, the limited review would favor the appellee, not the appellant. And if we're going to say that there is a very, very limited review by the Court of Appeals.
Well, I'm suggesting when the Court of Appeals went beyond the listed factors and went to the next step and said, but how about the schools? Was that, did they exceed their proper review under a 2506 appeal?
No, I don't believe so, Your Honor. And the reason is this. The idea of a very limited form of review is to give deference to the decision maker below.
Only questions of law, right.
On questions of law, and one of which is there sufficient evidence in the record? Is there some adequate, some evidence in the record to support this decision. And so by not second-guessing the Court of Common Pleas, they actually said, let's go ahead and look at this. We're going to give deference to the court below on the questions of law, and we're going to look at this and see if something will support judgment, even though we disagree with the reasons.
But the whole first part of the opinions found that there wasn't sufficient reliable probative evidence on those factors that were used by the Common Pleas Court and the commissioners. It was only the additional factor of the schools that persuaded this Court of Appeals to affirm.
I somewhat disagree with that, because I don't think what the Court of Appeals was doing was saying there wasn't sufficient evidence on these other issues. In other words, it wasn't saying there wasn't sufficient evidence on sewer. There wasn't sufficient evidence.
It needs
on
a preponderance of right.
It was saying was we don't think you should look at sewer. We don't think you should look at fire. We don't think you should look at police. So it was really rejecting as a matter of law the relevance of those kinds of facts to the issue of general good, as opposed to saying we don't find that there was sufficient evidence on the record. And I really think if you go back and look at that decision, that's what's happening. It's rejecting the use of the evidence. It's not saying, no, Court of Common Pleas, there wasn't enough evidence on these issues. It's saying, we're not going to talk about those things. We're going to move on and see if there's anything else that supports.
Didn't they also say it's difficult to find any evidence that the annexation would not be for the good of the territory next?
Mm-hmm. That's correct, Your Honor. And the
how can the court say that in saying that, well, we really didn't find anything that wasn't good for this, but you know, we'll leave it up to the lower people who know the situation better and let them call it. Isn't that contradictory?
I don't think it is,
Your
Honor.
They find nothing wrong with the annexation, but don't let it go through anyhow?
The reason the court didn't find anything wrong with the annexation was because of the position it took, which was this. One, this is a single-owner annexation, and in a single-owner annexation, we're going to presume that the owner knew what the owner wanted, and that's enough. And that was really the basis for the Court of Appeals, first of all, rejecting looking at any municipal services. So if you throw out all that evidence on municipal services, which is really the stuff of annexation, and in terms of why do we annex? I mean, why do people annex? I mean, mostly it's, you know, the typical annexation is we can't get water and sewer over here in the township, and we need it there. So if you throw all of that out, of course there's nothing left. It's not that the annexation was so good for the territory. It's just that the court was saying, we're going to find all those issues to be irrelevant. And of course, that is a part of our proposition of law number 4, where we ask this court to reject that notion that all of those municipal services cannot be considered.
But if we do, don't we run smack into the testimony of the receiving entity, which says we can do it?
Yeah.
Yes,
they were very unequivocal about that.
Yes, Your Honor, there is that testimony. But on the other hand, there is also testimony that goes to the other side. There is testimony that says, no, you can't do it. And in fact, if you compare the testimony, there's a detailed testimony by persons with considerable training, for example, on the issue of sewer.
Okay, let's accept that there's conflicting testimony there. Then it comes down to the property owner, does it not? I want it to go here. And these people say they can service me. I think they can. I want to annex.
Well, Your Honor, my position and the township's position would be that if the property owner can say, I don't care what kind of services I get, I don't care what kind of changes are going to be made, and you have either a 100% supported annexation or a single owner annexation, then the standards that are set forth in RC 709033, in which the legislature said, we are going to set up a standard here that there has to be a showing of general good. We are going to give that standard to the county commissioners in their discretion to determine it. If, Your Honor, you take the position that this one owner can say, I don't care what the standards are, then who has the determination of general good? The determination will be made by a single landowner, by a developer. And we certainly reject that position that there should be a two-tiered system.
Counsel, if you prevail and we rule in your favor, what matters will county commissioners then be able to consider, weigh, get their best hold, and decide annexation cases on?
If the township were to prevail?
Yes.
The matters that would be considered would basically be the matters that have been considered by courts of common pleas and courts of appeals throughout this state for the last 30 years. They will be looking at, is it to the general good? And the only way you can determine if something's to the general good, either in annexation or in life, is to weigh, well, you know, what are the downsides and what are the upsides? And when you're talking about a territory, and when you're talking about a territory that would be developed for single-family residences, then obviously when you're talking about sewer and water services, whether or not the fire and police services will be better. You know, in this state, there are many townships that have far better fire and police services than perhaps a small village who maybe has one fire truck.
But it's definitely not a de novo review at each level, Council. Weight, preponderance is only decided at the common pleas court.
That's correct. But I'm responding more to the kinds of evidence that could be considered by the county commissioners.
So you would, because it was my sense that county commissioners view this as something over, if the accepting municipality says we can handle it, we want it, we'll take it, and we have the services and they enumerate them, the county commissioners think they don't have much role to play from that point on, and you would open this up to a general weighing and a sense of what is for the general good of the community at large.
No, absolutely not, Your Honor. I beg to differ, I hope our position has not been interpreted that way. What we are asking this court to do is to go back to the statute in RC 709-033, in which back in 1967, the court did narrow the level of discretion within the county commissioners. Before, all they had to find was it's right and proper or something like that. So they could look at the county, they could look at the township, they could look at everything. The situation now is that they are limited. They are limited to looking at, and they must make an independent determination on, is the annexation to the general good of the territory? And what I'm suggesting is that if you say that by the city saying, we'll take it, we can do it, by the owner saying, we want it, we don't care what the services are, you have obliterated that as a standard in RC 709-033. It is absolutely taken
really
it away.
You haven't really addressed the issue of schools in or out in that.
I think the schools is one factor that could be considered. I don't think it's going to rule annexations as my opponents have suggested, because these annexations are very fact intensive. In one case, schools might be an issue. This case happens to be a very unusual situation with a very tiny, tiny school district expecting to bring in a very, very large number of homes in one fell swoop. And so in this case, it did become an important issue. I think it was appropriately considered.
If it's a tiny school district, is it also a tiny sewer system?
No, it is not. It is an adequate sewer system to service this area. And there is evidence before the board. There was evidence before the board. There is competent and credible evidence before this court that Granville could very adequately serve the annexation territory if it were annexed and developed within the township. Thank you, Your Honors.
Thank you. Mr. Thomas, you've used your time, but take 30 seconds.
Thank you, Your Honor. First, so I don't forget, I would ask the court to reverse the Court of Appeals and to grant the annexation as a relief requested. Your Honor, the statement that in one fell swoop there will be all these children, that illustrates exactly our disagreement with counsel for the township. This is a 5 to 10 year development. No one knows how it's going to happen, and no one knows whether these kids are going to get a better education on this property or someplace else. Your Honor, one of my co-counsels pointed out to me that in answer to Justice Douglas, I guess, Your Honor, you could say the Court of Appeals exceeded its authority and therefore we're not going to take on the issue and therefore we're going to just reverse on that basis. I personally don't propose that, but one of my co-counsel believes that that is a permissible position for the court to take. I still propose the court should say schools just are not an issue to be considered in these cases. And I do disagree. This court knows that municipalities and cities can forget annexations if the issue is, well, we're going to get schools into the issue. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Thomas. The case is submitted. You will be advised of our opinion. Marshal, please adjourn court.
All rise. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. This open session of the Honorable Supreme Court of Ohio now stands adjourned.
Thank you.